Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Just when you thought it couldn't get any crazier, the governments come out and say that they have solved the problem of consumer price inflation. They have a cure. All we have to do is just print more money. And then all of our problems will go away. Why didn't we think of that? If people don't have enough money to pay the high prices, just give them more money and then they'll be able to pay the high prices. We all know that's how it works, right? Let's get into the article. Or actually, let's go to my Twitter feed first and foremost. And you'll see this has started at the, we'll call it the state level or the city level. So Quebec has proposed for adults who earn $100,000 or less, they will receive a stimmy check for $500 to offset the impact of inflation. And there you go. That was my tweet. The cure for high prices, give people more money or give people more currency. Have more money circulate in the economy chasing goods and services, and that will bring prices, no, won't bring them down, but then people can afford the high prices. There you go. That's how it works. And it's not just in Canada where they've completely lost the plot. Right here in the good old US of A. I said not to be done by or outdone by Canada. Here we go. Everyone's favorite politician going from Justin Trudeau to Gavin Newsom. He says, we are proposing an $11 billion relief package. So basically the gist of it is for every car you have registered, we're going to give you $400 to compensate for gas prices being at $6 a gallon. So there you go. The genius of Gavin Newsom following the genius of Justin Trudeau in solving the problem of consumer price inflation by just printing more money. Using that term loosely, obviously. But it doesn't stop at the city or state level. Oh, no, no. Joe Biden has taken this concept global. Let's go to this recent article that I was just going over here. So Biden has proposed that we give $11 billion over the next 5 years to address threats to food security and prevent malnutrition. So what's he talking about here? Well, he's talking about the fact that it's going to be really difficult to get fertilizer from Russia. And it's going to be really difficult to get grain from Russia and Ukraine because of maybe a lot of the sanctions imposed by the Biden administration. Okay, so therefore, the prices of the fertilizer and the grain will go up. Therefore, food prices globally will go up as well. So he's framing this as, quote-unquote, food security or to prevent malnutrition, when in reality, he's just talking about food price inflation globally and the poor, especially in Africa, not being able to afford to put food on the table and quite literally starving to death. This is what he's talking about. So let's go ahead and sanction Russia. This is going to increase the cost of food globally. And we know a lot of people are going to starve to death as a result, and that's going to make me really, really unpopular. So to solve this problem, let's just go ahead and do the same thing they're doing in Quebec and the same thing they're doing in California. Let's just give people more money. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. Here you go. Now I'm reading directly from the article. The lion's share of Ukraine grain exports currently go to Africa and Asia. And the American funds, and this is what the relief package Biden was talking about, will be deployed to many of the countries where the population is especially vulnerable to a rise in food prices. So there you go. We can solve inflation just by giving people more money, printing more money, if you will. We can solve higher gas prices just by giving people stimmy checks. And then we can solve high food prices by just giving people enough money to pay the higher price. Just assuming, and that, well, I should say, of course, they assume, or they don't tell you, that the price will actually go up in the future. And therefore, even after they give the people more money, the price will just inflate to a level where the net difference is, or the net result is the exact same. So now here's something else that I found interesting about this article, kind of in the last paragraphs here. It says, in addition to the funds, Biden will announce the launch of a new European Democratic Resilience Initiative with at least $320 million in new funding to support human rights and advance democratic principles in Ukraine and neighboring countries. Okay, well, I didn't know that we had a problem with Ukraine. I thought they were the good guys. I thought they were like a model country that we should all try to emulate. So why are we trying to support human rights there and advance democratic principles? And what also seems weird is that seems as though Biden and his son had quite a few ties in Ukraine over the last few years. Kind of makes you wonder. And then you read the rest of the paragraph or the sentence below, and it says that this European Democratic Resilience Initiative will include a media component to fight disinformation. I wonder if that disinformation would have something to do with Hunter Biden's laptop. I remember that was disinformation, months ago, and we sure wouldn't want any type of disinformation like that to circulate in the future now, would we? And it might even incentivize us to put or open up, give $320 million of taxpayer money to set up a media component to make sure that that type of disinformation, like you know that insane story about Hunter Biden's laptop, we want to fight that to make sure that the public isn't misled like that in the future. Right. All right, guys. Like I said at the top of the video, the live stream, every single morning you wake up and you think it can't get any crazier. And then you go ahead and turn on the news and you see that it has not only gotten crazier, it's gotten exponentially crazier. As always, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and we'll see you on the next video.